Cuomo says all non-essential state workers who live in the downstate area will not have to go to work beginning Monday to help prevent the spread of the virus.
All non-essential personnel in the state are asked to stay at home from Rockland County South. That's about half the workforce of the state.
All upstate state workers will be expected to show up for their jobs. The governor has also asked businesses to allow staff to work from home and even consider closing their establishments. Two state lawmakers who were in session as recently as March 3rd said Saturday night that they have come down with the virus. But so far, no other legislators or staff have been quarantined. And Cuomo says the 213 lawmakers and their staffs will be coming to the Capitol each business day for as long as the next 2.5 weeks to complete the budget. He likened their duties to those of frontline workers during the crisis, like nurses and the military.
If we can ask nurses to put on a hazmat suit and take blood, we can ask elected officials to come sit at a desk and vote on a piece of legislation.
The governor says he needs the legislature close by to authorize any emergency measures that might need to be taken.
You need soldiers to fight the war. Government must function.
The governor continues to say that he believes the budget can still include additional items like legalizing the adult use of recreational marijuana and rolling back the state's January 1 bail reform laws, which ended many forms of cash bail in New York. There has been talk of completing the budget early, but Cuomo says there are a lot of complex issues that still need to be talked through, and he doesn't want to rush. A spokesman for the state Senate, Mike Murphy, says lawmakers do plan to return Monday, but can't say what their plans will be beyond that. He says there will be an effort to get the budget done early and that any staff that can work remotely will be allowed to do so. Cuomo says he's still not requiring that schools close down. He says it's up to the individual district. But Cuomo, in a conference call with downstate county executives, says he's now in support of closing the nation's largest school system in New York City. But he says first he's calling on the head of the New York City Teachers Union, the Healthcare Workers Union, SEIU 1199, and education officials to come up with a plan for child care for essential workers like hospital staff who can't stay home to care for their children. And he says his administration will help schools that do plan to close to continue to feed the many children who are dependent on the schools for free or reduced cost meals.
I want to close the New York City public schools, but we need to make sure that the two possible negative consequences are managed.
The governor has already waived the requirement that schools be in session for 180 days each year or lose funding. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.